కృష్ణోపనిషత్ టాక్స్ ఎగ్జాస్టివ్లీ ఆన్ ప్రాణాయామ. ప్రాణాయామ స్టూడెంట్ అప్రోచెస్ ద టీచర్ అండ్ ఆస్ ద క్వశ్చన్, వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రాణ అండ్ హౌ డస్ ఇట్ ఆపరేట్, హౌ డస్ ఇట్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ద బాడీ అండ్ హౌ డస్ ఇట్ లీవ్ అండ్ గివ్స్ ద రెస్పాన్స్. ప్రాణస్యేదం వశే సర్వం, త్రిదేవే సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం, మాతేవ పుత్రాన్ రక్షస్త్వాం, హ్రీశ్చ ప్రాజ్ఞాశ్చ విదేహినః, శ్రీశ్చ ప్రాజ్ఞాశ్చ విదేహినః. ద ప్రాణ ఈస్ లైక్ మదర్, లైక్ మదర్ లుకింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద స్మాల్ బేబీ. ప్రాణ ఎన్వలోప్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ లుక్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద బాడీ. ద ప్రాణ ఈస్ ద లైఫ్ ఫోర్స్. ఇట్ ఎనర్జైజెస్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ లైక్ రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ నరిషస్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ లీఫ్ ఇన్ ద ట్రీ. సో ఇస్ దిస్ ప్రాణ నరిషస్ ఆల్ డైమెన్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ. ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఆత్మాన ప్రాణ సంభూత. ఫ్రమ్ ద గాడ్ దిస్ ప్రాణ ఇస్ బోర్న్. ప్రాణ ఇస్ రిగార్డెడ్ యాజ్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. సో ద ప్రాణ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ సుప్రీం గాడ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ ముఖ్య ప్రాణ. హిస్ సన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ మధ్యమ ప్రాణ, ఆల్సో రిప్రజెంటెడ్ త్రూ హనుమాన్. ద ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ హౌ దిస్ ప్రాణ వర్క్స్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ. ద ప్రాణ లైక్ సేమ్ పర్సన్ టేక్స్ ఆన్ వేరియస్ రోల్స్ అండ్ వెన్ దట్ పర్సన్ టేక్స్ ఆన్ వేరియస్ రోల్స్ టైటిల్ చేంజెస్ అండ్ డస్ వేరియస్ థింగ్స్. సో ఈస్ ప్రాణ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ద బాడీ అండ్ టేక్స్ ద రోల్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ. త్రూ దట్ ఇట్ ఎనర్జైసెస్ ద ఇట్ మూవ్స్ అప్ ఎనర్జైసెస్ ద ఐస్ ears, nose, the taste bud and skin. It energizes the mukha. Face is called as mukha. Mukha energizes the mukha. Why? Since it is energizing the mukha, mukha prana also called as mukhya prana. Mukha means face. Energizes, able to see, able to hear, able to talk. It's all the sense perception, through that is called as mukhya prana. Prana operates here in the upper part of the body. And vyana, to counter the prana moves up, to counter the upward flowing energy, counters another name called as apana. Apana, which to keep the prana in check, apana downward flowing energy. Downward flowing energy is important emptying the bowel and bladder. Other day, earlier this year, when I went to India, some student said he could not empty the bladder as if it was bursting, and he was rushed to hospital. He was saying that had it been 10 minutes delayed, his bladder would have bursted. And you want to push it out. We take it for granted. You want to empty the bowel, empty the bladder, the downward flowing energy. That is the downward flowing energy is called as apana. Prana and apana are... apana is too strong, that means prana is weak. People do not have bladder control. Bowel control, they can't control the bowel, bladder control. And when the prana is weak, when the prana is strong, it holds the apana in check. And apana holds the prana in check. Apana is holding them, their prana, apana, samayukta, they hold them. And another one, the Upanishad is talking about vyana. Vyana, it resides in the heart. It is talking about a heart. Why? Supreme Lord resides in everyone's heart. He is there. Vyana, there are 101 nadis here in the heart. 101 nadis, each nadi further bifurcates itself into 100 sub-nadis. 101 further divides each one into 100 nadis, and each such nadis further get divided into 72,000 nadis. 72,000 nadis, Upanishad talks about how many nadis we have, 727.2 million nadis are there. Small nerves, it goes and each and every nook and part of our body supplies the nutrients. The distribution, the logistics, we talk about logistics department. The Vyana is the logistic department, nutrients, right nutrients to each and every part of the body. It conveys that some part of the body needs certain type of nutrients. Vyana is such a thing. It conveys that what is needed for each part, it supplies that type of nutrient. That is Vyana Prana. And the Samana Prana, it is talking about in the heart center, Samana, the digestion, Agni. Fire should be there. Without in the house, if you want to cook something, without fire you can't cook. Body also, whatever you have eaten, it has to be digested. This is called as digester. Digestion, you need a fire. Fire, Upanishad talks about, this fire operates seven ways. It's not one fire, it is talking about seven fires are there, seven tongues of fire. Or going into eyes, seven for nourishing the eyes in the and ears, nose, your tongue, and touch, mind and intellect. If you want to have a brilliant mind, the Samana plays a very dominant role. Brilliant mind and unlocking the Manomaya Kosha, unlocking the Vijnanamaya Kosha is this digestive fire. It is talking about digestive fire. Today is Ekadashi. Why Ekadashi is observed? So that this fire gets flared up. You will have the fasting helps in illumining the mind, illumining the intellect, memory power. The seven fires, it is talking about these seven fires, Upanishad. They are associated with seven colors of the sun. So the seven rays, when you put the sun rays through the prism, it opens up into seven streams. Vibroyer, talking about seven streams, talks about this seven colored tongued flame in the stomach must, when it merges with the seven colors of the sun, health dawns. The seven colors, these seven must merge with that one. When the fire is there, you should do such a brilliant thing. When the fire is there, not to squander the energy. When the fire is there, when the tongue has come out, why it has come out, it is expecting you to do brilliant things. That brilliance, it gets absorbed into the sun's one, it meeting point, the sun's seven colors. It is talking about what are the functions of the seven colors of the sun. It helps in seven properties of sun. It does, one is gives the warmth. In the winter month, we stand out in the sun. We want sun, warmth. The second one, it gives the light, luminosity. The third one, we put the cloth outside for drying. Third property of sun is drying property. It has to dry. And the fourth property, in the spring season, small fruits are coming. Slowly, now it is a green fruit. Slowly, color gets transformed into yellow, red. Color changes because of the sun rays. Another one is the sun rays, and in the winter months, so much of leaf is there on the ground, it is the decomposition is not happening. In the warmth starts decomposition. Another one, like a fire in the belly, digester, it helps in digesting. Digesting things what in the earth, in the planet. And another one, it helps in rainfall. After a hot day, cools down with the rain. Another one, change of seasons. Change of seasons through the sun, seven properties. This fire here, it has to be merged with that one. Upanishad talks about another one, Udana. Udana, the prana, the Udana prana, function of that one, it takes the soul, the virtuous people to Punya Loka. People of the virtue, great people, it takes them to the higher plane. People of the sinful deeds, it takes the soul to the nether world. People of mixture of both virtues and vices, they are brought back onto Manushya Loka. This human plane is called as Manushya Loka, mixture of good and bad. You are here, the Udana brings it here. And not only how the prana operates in the body, it talks about how the prana is there in the universe. It is comparing the sun as a prana. There is a prana in the sun. Earth is called as apana. Apana, prana and apana, they are held in place. If one energy is more, earth will go out of the orbit. And one pulling down and pulling up. Prana and apana and samana, it is talking about the space in between, is called as samana. Vyana means air movement. Air movement is called as vyana. And udana prana, when the temperature has to be in balance, when the body has become cold, when the temperature, fire has extinguished, udana takes the soul out into another life. It takes it into another life. And this prana and apana can be compared to on the 23rd of this month, India for the first time in the world launched the satellite probe onto the southern pole of moon. Chandrayaan 3 successfully launched. It can be compared to Chandrayaan Yatra. Our Chandrayaan the chairman Somnaji, he said the idea behind the rocket launch, the technology comes from the Vedas. Contemplating on that one, so much of knowledge is there. Scientist gets the inspiration from contemplating on the Upanishad and Vedas. He also admitted, and he said, only the Western scientist, they claim that, they rebadge, claiming that it is their invention. But already the inspirations are there. In a rocket launch, the pushing the rocket out of orbit through prana, making the Vikram lander to land on the moon surface is through apana. Apana and vyana, the rover probe to come out and probe the surface of the moon, it is called as vyana, moving around. Vyana and samana, it needs a power. The Vikram lander and rover, the probe, it needs a battery power. It is this is the moon cycle. Moon cycle is still for 8 days. It is facing the sun. Enough, it is drawing enough energy. So the solar energy it is absorbing after the moon, when it starts moving away, because of the so frigid condition, the probe cannot work. The samana, that is samana. And udana is the one Vikram lander able to eject the rover probe in the right place, right terrain, on the right time, it is Udana Prana. Udana Prana, this concept of prana, it can be applied to Chandrayaan also. This is there in the five dimension. It is saying that Upanishad also talks about, you have such a prana. Launch yourself to great heights. Sky is the limit for yourself. Like Vikram, chairman of ISRO said, sky is the limit. Launch yourself to the great heights in your life and not to squander underestimate your potential. Launch yourself to the great heights, explore, exploit, and revel within. Life is for exploring, exploiting the new dimensions, new chapters in your life. Explore them, exploit them, and revel within. Pranasya vijnaya amritam ashnute, vijnaya amritam ashnute iti. It talks about twice, knowing how the prana comes into the body, how it operates within the body. One gets freed from the cycle of moving from one body to another. One finds the freedom by knowing how prana functions. One knows the how prana functions, make use of his or her life judiciously.